Hello, Audio Boo. Long time no speak. It's 9:05, Florida time, and that rhymes. It's been a while, long time since I've done Audio Boos, and I just thought I would boo because I'm feeling in that kind of relaxed mode, and take time out just to have a bit of a thought decompress, really. I'm away for seven days, 10 days or so, and I'm stateside, which is a bit of a shock to the system, really, because they're probably, since I've been about 17, I probably do that journey probably 3 or 4 times a year, but this year, this is my first time, and it's sort of, we're 6 months into the year, June 2012, and I'm quite clear as to why that is the case. You know, I have a mission, I have a plan, and that plan and mission revolves around getting some sustainable housing that I can live in and my daughter can enjoy, and that ultimately I can leave for her. And that mission never changes. You know, apart from work and opinions and friendships and everything else that goes on in your life, you've got to have a goal, a target, somewhere that you're heading towards. And in some ways, I think part of me is a bit frustrated that we didn't get the ARC sorted out by now. But and then other ways, you know, got things like the electric car that I've played around with, and then the electric bike, which has been an absolute blessing. And Ella loves it, and I love it. So I have transportation again, because I've not had transportation for a few years. So there's a lot of gaps of time to think and reflect about how I feel about not having them, or having them, or why do I need them. And I seem to be constantly questioning my wants and needs a lot these days. And I actually quite find it liberating, because getting on the plane yesterday and travelling, which is not a mega long way, but it's a time suck of sorts. You know, you're like 24 hours out, and obviously I'm a bit jet lagged this morning. I've only had 5 hours sleep, so I'm sort of still trying to find my feet. But, you know, there's people on the plane, sort of people's expectations of what they deserve, what they should have. And I just felt like I was on the periphery of that. I felt like I was just, you know, part of the same kind of journey on the plane, coming over, flying over, paid for the fee to get on the plane. But my expectations of what I needed, what I wanted versus what I needed, really came to a point when I thought, right, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to relax, and I'm going to treat this like a vacation to start with, because obviously the road trip up from Florida up to New York is going to be cool, and it's going to see a lot of the East Coast, which I've never seen before, which I'm really excited about. And I thought, okay, I'll have a couple of glasses of red wine. Awesome. And so I got my $20 out, and woman comes around, and I'm like, yeah, can I get a couple of bottles of red wine, little bottles of red wine? And I thought, I'll have these, have some food, and I'll just fall asleep, and that'll be that. And you can only pay with card. So I was like, well, I know I can't use my PayPal card, because I took some money out the day before and I pretty much maxed it out for the daily amount that I can take out. So it was almost like the system saying it's probably not a good idea if you'd be drinking red wine. So it sort of sorted itself out. And then there was another occurrence where I tried to use my card, or I tried to use cash. Anyway, it was yesterday, and it just brought home to me about how when you're inside that regulatory driven system day by day, you subscribe to it. Those things have a certain atmosphere and alignment, and once you're in alignment with all that stuff, things just flow nicely. And it's when things don't flow nicely that things get out of sync, and then everything sort of cascades and falls away. Well, I seem to have found another place, which is sort of knowing what the system is, but also knowing what's outside the system, sort of being on the periphery of both of those kind of worlds, if you like. And I just feel a lot happier now that my expectations are not too great. You know, what will be, will be. What will come about. And I think having that mindset makes me think about content differently. I remember 3 or 4 years ago that doing video blogs and was a call to arms almost, sort of, I'm here, I'm doing it as well, I'm interested. Pretty much like what forums are like, you know, you sort of go to forums to engage with fellow people who are interested in the same sort of topic. But I seem to be in a different place right now. I seem to be in a sort of peripheral view of it all. Seeing, you know, that everyday life, having the option of maybe looking for a full-time job, but then also being absolutely loving being a freelancer. But it has sort of torn me as to where I put my energies. And I was having a brief conversation with Dan before I left about, you know, do I put a lot more effort into sort of teenage student sort of development, about this is how I've done it for the last 5 years. I'd like to work with others to make them, you know, better at doing their own personal branding. Or do I go to the other end, which is also needed, which is a lot of people who are sort of left behind. So I guess I feel like I'm in that kind of atmosphere at the minute. I'm sort of torn between the two spaces. But it does give me a nice, ambient, chilled out, relaxed view of it's okay for me to be making content right now. Because I think for the last 6 months I've been, right, websites, development, need this, business, money, social media, blah, blah, blah. And that's not how it all started for me. It started because I was sharing stuff, thoughts, opinions. Anyway, I've rabbited on again. But I do feel like broadcasting this stuff out into the world, using the internet as a digital post-it note, it's pretty fab. Right, food. I'm thinking, I don't know actually, something yummy. I don't want some breakfasty scrambled eggs stuff. I want something yummy. Something maybe from Paneer Bread or something like that. Definitely coffee though. Right, Ofsky. I'll speak to you in a bit.